Gemara in Daf Ein Aleph, speaking about the din of a mamzer, has the comment, and mishpocha shenitmo'o, that if we know that the Talmid Chachamim know that a certain family has mamzeris, and you're marrying other people, you're not mukhayif to be moicher. Since it's not public knowledge, and the chas and kala not aware either, so they're not in a violation of anything. When you see somebody violating an avera, there's a din. You have to stop them from doing the avera. There's a din of techoch. And even though the person is doing the avera b'misasek, that's the gemara says misasek b'chalom arayis chayv shitein ed. This is arayis. Someone's marrying. Someone's living with a mamzeris, or a woman is living with a mamzer. So you can't say that it's misasek, it's not a maisavere. Misasek ba'arayis is considered an avere. Why don't you have to stop the person from doing that avere? So the Gemara understood that when the pasuk says that something mamzer is mutter, you can leave them alone. That's what Rashi points out on the Gemara. You don't have to be moichet. If they're marrying each other, so the Gemara understood from that pasuk that there's no avera at all. It's not that it's misasik. To be aware of, there should be either public knowledge, or the chas and kala should know about it. If they're not aware of the fact that there's an issue of mamzeris, then there's no iser at all. The Gemara has the same in the first parak in Kedusha. The pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim says, "Kisavoy al ha'aretz and a taitim kaleitz ma'chal." While altam arlosim is a din of arlo in Eretz Yisrael. Then the Mishnah says the mitzvahs hatlois ba'aretz don't apply to chutz la'aretz except for arlo. That's halacha. The Gemara has machlokes on Maron. What it means halacha? It means it's halacha the Moshe Nisina that arlo is also in chutz la'aretz. Or it means that it's mehilchas medina. It's only mederabon. So most of the Rishonim assume that it's halacha Moshe Nisina. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, how can it be the end of the first Perek in Kedushin? How can it be halacha Moshe Nisina? It means that it's Daraisa. We usually have a din sofik Daraisa l'chumra. And the Mishnah says, the Mishnah is all that the sofik or the b'chutz l'oretz is mutter. If it's halacha Moshe Nisina, it should be a sveika Daraisa. The Gemara says, kach nemra halacha, that sveika is mutter. So the Gemara says, the Amoroyim used to be misapki ahadodi. I would plant a tree in my backyard, and pears would grow in the first 3 years. I know that it's orla, so I can't eat it. But I'm permitted to invite you to eat by me, and I can give you the orla. It's mam shlifni v'lisita mirshol. So the Gemara says that it's muta misapki adodi. I'm not in violation of lifna either, because since from your perspective it's heta gomer, because you don't have any idea that it's osir. So Yediyah Sa'isr is a Tanai Yisr by Orla B'chutz La'aretz. If you're not aware that it's Orla, so from your perspective it's Hetagom. And I'm not in violation of Lifna either. If I give you Chazer, it doesn't matter that you don't know. It's only a din in Orla B'chutz La'aretz. It's only a din in Mamzeris over here. Rabbi Chanan Rassman has an essay about this. He writes, I'm permitted to read a Shidduch between two people. I know one of them is a mamzer, but it's not public knowledge, and the chas and kala don't know. So I can read the shidduch, and there's no violation of lifnei either. Just like the Gemara says, the rabbanon, the amoraim, misapki ahadodi, they would feed each other the orla that they had, and there's no issa lifnei either. So the same is over here. In Shulchan Aruch, he had the din in Hilchas Havelus that. I'm a doctor in the hospital, and I know that someone's father just died today. So, and I already made up, before the father died, I made up that I'm going to the wedding tonight, I'm going to take him along. I'm going to take the son along. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, I'm permitted to take the son to the wedding, to dance with him, there's no lift either, because since the son is not aware that the father died, so there's no chiyuv to observe avelus at all. That's a tanai. And the Chiyuv Avelus, the Gemara has in Moed Katan, Paragel Madalchin, the Gemara has a difference between Shmur Kroiva and Shmur Rechoik. Shmur Kroiva means I found out about the death of the relative within 30 days. Shmur Rechoik means I found out about the death of the relative after 30 days. That's a machlokes in the Mishnah within 30 days of what? Within 30 days of the death of the relative, within 30 days of the Gvur of the Kever Yisrael. Sometimes that's going to be much later. So we're makel on that. We're makel on that. Whenever there's a suffix in Avelis, we go to Kulam. So there's a Tosfos in Erevin, and that daf in Erevin, where the Gemara has on an Amud Beis, and the next Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, whenever there's a machlek, is these Tanaim, what the Psak is, whenever machlek is these Tamarayim, the Gemara goes one after the other, a long, long Arichas. So there's a Tosfos there on the Amud Aleph there. So Tosfos quotes the Tshuvas HaGoinim. The Goinim wrote the opinion that the Avelis Yom Rishon is Derais, if it's Yom HaNisr HaKvura. So then the observance of Shiva is Derais on the first day. And the Raman paskens like that. The Ramah doesn't paskens, the Chabad paskens like that. The Ramah does not for Ashkenazim. The Ramah says we hold, Ashkenazim hold, that even Avelis Yom Rishon is only Derabonim. So Tosfos quotes the Tshuvas HaGoinim, even if one will say, like the Goyim are of the opinion that Avelis and Rishon is a din deraisa, he still says sotak Avelis lekula halachik derab nekabal. Why is that? So it must be it's a gzeres hakasa. It's not based on the fact that Avelis is derabah. The Ramban in the Torah Sa'adam has a famous doctor, so he writes all the dinim that the doctors have to know. So he writes all the dinim when a baby is born on Shabbos. What are you allowed to do? What are you not allowed to do? Then if the baby gets sick, so when is a doctor allowed to practice medicine? When not? All the details in general. Then he has what happens if the doctor is not successful in healing the patient. What are the dinim of aninus? What are the dinim of avelus? What are the dinim of tumas koyanim? All the dinim, they quote a lot from the Torah Sa'adam and the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramban has a lot to say. So the Ramban says that there's a Tosfos in Erev, and he quotes that Tosfos, that we have Tosfos in Erev. He says that even according to the Shittas HaGoyim, and the Chach Misvara, the Mechaber Pasuk, like that, that Avelis and Rishon is their Eisek, he still say that Sotak Avelis is Lakula. It doesn't start off because Avelis is the Rabban. Why is that? So that's what, it's interesting, the Mishkan is Yankiv didn't have a Torah Sa'adam, so he had a guess. So he's guessing, what is the Mocker? So he says, the Rambam writes that what's the mocker that you say there's a chiyuv avelus min haTorah? Where is there a pasuk that there's a chiyuv avelus min haTorah? So he says, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Avelus, kam chamuri hi mitzvus avelus shenidchis mipanehu isa tumas koyanim. That the pasuk says the seven relatives of koyan is permitted to be mitame. So it says, l'chos ha'psur sh'l'chos ha'lish lo yitamo. So the Gemara has the site on Dav Gimel Amud Aleph and Machlekes of the Kibbutz Rebbe Shmuel Lo Yitam is a Rishus Lo Yitam is a Chayva. So we pass on like Rebbe Kibbutz Lo Yitam is a Chayva. What is that Chayva? So the Rambam said that Chayva is Nihu Gavelus. The Kohen being Mitame to the Meis is a Mitzvah Nihu Gavelus Kovar Abrius. But that's the Mocker for Avelus Deraisa. Avelus Yamishu Deraisa. The Rambam writes like that in the Mishnah Torah. And he writes in Sefer Mitzvahs also. He counts Lo Yitama. If you would have held like Rabbi Shmuel, so Lo Yitama would be a Rishus, it wouldn't be a Chayva. That's what Tosfos says on that daf. Gemara says that there are three psukim where there's Machlokes, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, whether it's a Chayva or a Rishus. So what is Lo Yitama? The other one is, it's in Saita Dav Gimel Amanam. So the other pasuk is, Vav Alav Rakina Vikine Ezishta. Is that a Chayva? If the husband is Choshed, his wife is Nus. Is it a chayva b'kinei sish that he should warn his wife of tistri and mishplani? Or it's a rishus. If he was mekane l'ishto, kinei lovin istro, so these are the dinim, but it's not that there's a mitzvah l'kane. So we sing to us from halachi rabbi kinei mitzvah l'kane. And third pasuk is, it says that you have an ebenibi, the ebenibi is yotze b'sheish or l'yodol, whichever comes first. But if you have an Eved, Kenayin Elu Elu Mahem Tavoid. So Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion, if you want to keep the Eved, Kenayin Elu Elu Mahem, you have a right to, you're not Mechuyiv to set him free, when it comes Sheish or Yodah. And we pass him like Rabbi Akiva, and the Shachar Abda Oedva Bese, you're not allowed to be Meshachar and Eved Ibi, an Eved Kenayin. It's a Nisa, Meshachar Abda Oedva Bese, it's a Pesis, they're asked the Kasha, so according to who, did they both hold there were 613 mitzvahs, both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Akiva just added another three mitzvahs over here. According to Rabbi Shmuel, they're not mitzvahs. According to Rabbi Shmuel, there's 610 mitzvahs. According to Rabbi Akiva, there's 616 mitzvahs. What do you do? Or should we assume that Rabbi Shmuel has a three different mitzvahs that Rabbi Kiva holds our rishus? Rabbi Shmuel holds our dechot. Tosfos raises the issue, and the Ramban raises the issue, and the Sefer on mitzvahs. So the fact that I can give you, I know it's vada yorlo, but since you don't know that it's orlo, so as far as you're concerned, there's no issa, so there's no lif neiva. So the same thing Gemara understood over here. The fact that mishpacha shenitma nitma, I know that someone is living with a mamzeres. Someone's violating the issa mamzeres, but it's not public knowledge, and they don't know that they're doing an issa. So normally I would have said, the fact that they're not aware that they're doing an issur is called misasik, but misasik ba'arayis is chayim. Misasik ba'chalov ba'cholos asur is also chayim. How can you say by orlo? He doesn't know that it's orlo, so I can let him eat it, I can feed it to him. How come? So the answer is that Avnei Nezer has this in Hilchos Ishus, the beginning of Chelek Eben Ezra. So he says, it must be the Gemara understood from the fact So what is the mocker that suffered Abelis Lukul? Even if you hold Abelis is there, I said, what's the mocker? So I started to say the Mishkan of Siakiv didn't have the Ramban in Torah of them, but he guessed on his own. And now that the Rabbi Sazan also printed the Ramban, now we have the Ramban in the Torah of them. He says exactly what the Mishkan of Siakiv guessed correctly. The mocker is the pasuk by Tumas Kohanim. Because where is there a mocker? There's a Chiv Abelis Deraisa, Lo Yitamo. And the Sifra has a drasha that the Kohen is only metame if it's Vadai, if it's a Sofik, if it's my brother or not, then I'm not metame limits. Let's say the mother remarried within 3 months after the first husband died, and then she has a baby. We don't know whether it's a ben test to the first husband, ben zayin for the second husband. So it's a Sofik if it's my brother or not. Is it my brother? So if it's a Sofik, then the Sifra says that he's not metame. So that means that the nochiyav avelus, the mokum sofik on him and his avan. So that's what the Gemara talks about. Shmor kroik v'shmor rechoik. When he hears about the death of the relative, you don't say when the relative died, there's already chal ochiyav avelus. Chiyav avelus only chal when the kroikim become aware that the relative dies. Kolzman, they don't know the relative dies. There's nochiyav avelus. I can even bring him to the wedding and dance with him. And I'm not in violation of lifnei even. Maybe it's a silly thing because he's mechuyev to take care of the kvuras hameis. If no one else is going to take care of the kvuras, so that's not right. But let's say there are other relatives taking care of the kvuras. So you're not mechuyev to tell this person. In fact, you're not mechuyev to tell bechlam if someone died. If it's a son who's going to say kaddish, then it's at the Shulchan Aruch, it's kedai to tell the son that the parent died, then he should be able to say Kaddish. But if it's a daughter, meaning it used to be for many centuries, the daughter did not say Kaddish. A new modern meaning that the daughter say Kaddish. But for so many years, the daughter didn't say Kaddish. So no mitzvah to tell a daughter that the parent died. She's not going to say Kaddish anyway, so what do you have to... Kozman, she doesn't know, she's not mechuyev. So you have a whole bunch of mitzvahs. You have avelis. The chiyav avelus only is chal when you have yediyas avelus. Kozman is no yediyah, not. There's a Rabbi Hanan in his essay quotes a Rosh in Moikot and Perikel and Megalman. You have all the dinim of avelus. So the Rosh says if an Eidecho tells someone that a relative dies, he has to observe avelus because it's a milsad avinu legluy loy meshak riyinchi. So Rabbi Hanan asks, what do you need an explanation? Milsad avinu legluy, by meis bailo. The Tanoim had a big machlekes. Can you be lying in Eidecha that the woman should be married? Because Mikra then, Meis Bailo should be considered, Dov should be every need to aid him. So how did the Chachamim, how did the Tanoim come up with this idea? Eidecha is good. So Gemara gives one, Gemara gives two suggestions. What is Eidecha? Why is Eidecha named by Meis Bailo? Mikra then, need their eyes, it should be required to aid him. So one explanation that Gemara gives is the Milsad Abedim Lului, Lan Shakrish. People wouldn't tell a lie if they can get caught red-handed in the lie. I remember when we learned that topic, Rav Soloveitchik said he's not so convinced that this psychological luminum still applies to this man's head. because it's Yadua that when Nixon confronted Khrushchev in the United Nations and he asked him, are there any missiles in Cuba? And he said no. So he took a deeper. He showed a photograph of the missiles in Cuba. And Khrushchev was not embarrassed at all, just went right there. People, it's so common now that people tell lies. Mamsha, Milsna, we will ultimately find out. They have the pictures ready now. They show the pictures to the leader after the person tells a lie. He's not embarrassed. Not embarrassed to get caught red-handed or lie. People do it all the time. And you have in the Shulchan Aruch that the umdenness that the Gemara has don't necessarily apply in our generations. The Gemara has a certain din. Risha Shama Vipnei Baila Geresh Tani. If the woman says in the presence of her husband, you gave me a get and I'm allowed to remarry, even though she doesn't have any proof she lost the get, or they took it away, whatever. She doesn't have to get anymore. The woman is nemes, because it's an umdah in Isha Me'izapan Abif Ne'bala. The woman would never have such chutzpah to take such a line in presence of her husband, the Gerash Tani. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes from Nagos Maimoni, because Maimoni was the Talmidim of the Maharam Rutenberg. That was a long time ago. That they say they're not so convinced that umdah still applies in his manazer. You see, the psychological umdah can change from one generation to the other. It was a chiddush years ago. A certain rabbi who considered himself orthodox came up with a chiddush that all the dinim in the Gemara that are based on the assumption of Tav Lamesav Tandum and Lamesav Armalu, all those dinim in the Gemara no longer apply today. So Rav Soloveitchik was scheduled to give a talk, to give a shiur for the rabbinic alumni on a totally different topic. Instead of giving the shiur that was scheduled, he said he can't hold himself back, and he gave a whole attack against that person by name, that rabbi by name. And he said that that's ridiculous. Tav Lamesav Tandu is based on Psukim and Parshas Bereishis. It doesn't really say anything about Rabbi Samson. Eiffel Hirsch in his commentary Al HaTorah writes like that. Tav Lamesav Tandu is based on Psukim of the Sheikh Shukasev Uliyim Shalbot. It's based on those Psukim. Rav Soloveitchik said that any umdirin that's based on Psukim and Parshas Bereishis is, I think his lashon was, ontological. It's built into nature and it doesn't change. So the people in Lakewood were very surprised. Why can't you? Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says that Ramah calls Tagos Maimoni, that the Chazakah doesn't apply to the Manasseh. Rav Soloveitchik himself thought that maybe doesn't apply his manazah. So why does he think that this is different? So he said, no, people misunderstood what it meant. They thought Rabbi Soloveitchik said, psychological umdenness never change. Psychological umdenness do change. He'll be the first one today. He said in Shulchan Aruch like that. He said, psychological umdenness is based on the pasuk of Parshas Bereishis about the creation of Adam and Chava by the chet of the Eitz Hadas. So those, even that, the people in Lakewood were very surprised. I don't know how they should know that that is so. Anyway, so that's what Rabbi Hanan had. That the fact that you have a pasuk by Sufik Mamzer that you don't have to stop them from living together is an indication that it's had the gomer. Otherwise, we'll be mechuyev to be moichem, because kolli solarim zavizeh. So that shows that it's het gomer, that this is one of the conditions in the Neil Karisa, the person has to be aware. If he's not aware, let's say the Chosin Kala, not aware, but it's public knowledge. So that's considered that there is awareness. But if it's neither public knowledge nor the Chosin Kala, no. So then it's het gomer, and Rabbi Hanan thinks I'm even allowed to read the Shidduch, just like Misabke Adodi, by the oral of the Chutzlach, Misabke Adodi. There is such a similar, Rabbi Chana has a fourth case. There is a Tosfos in Shavuos on the Abdallah and Amid Aleph, where Tosfos comments on the Pasuk and Parshas Vayikra, that it says, the Pasuk says the Chumash, when a person doesn't have Aver B'Shogeg, has to bring a Chatas. What kind of an Aver? So the Gemara establishes it has to be an Aver. If he would have done the Avera the Mezid, he would have been Chayv Karis. If he did it, Bishogi, it is Chayv to bring a Chatas. So the Pasuk says, Ohoda lot Chatas HaShachatolah. Even when he becomes aware, Imhoida, Ohoda means Imhoida, when he will become aware. So Tosfos asks, if he doesn't know, he can't bring a Chatas, not Bob and Adam and the Dova. It's only Baba Chayva. So Kol Zman he doesn't know, so of course he can bring. So Tosh says, no, the Pasuk is the following case. Let's say the person is a Baal Tshuva, and he learned a little bit Hilchas Shabbos, a ger, whatever. He learned a little bit Hilchas Shabbos, but he didn't know all the dinim. He didn't go for all the dinim of Hilchas Shabbos. And after Shabbos, he has a funny, creepy feeling that maybe he was Mechal Shabbos. And he goes to classes every week. So after a couple, so he's Mafra Shachatos, just in case he's Mechal Shabbos. You can't be Mafra Shachatos, it's not Bob and Adam and Adam. He sets aside Magda Shachatos. Then later on, he finds out, yes, indeed, he was Mechal Shabbos. He never heard of one of the Lamed Tesavos Malachas. So then he wants to bring it to the Beis Hamikdash. So Tosha says, it's Chulin Bazar, because when he was Magdash, he wasn't yet Mechuyim. He can't be Magdash Lechat. Not only is not Bob and Edom and Adob, even if later on you find out that you are Mechuyim Lechat, but at the time you were Magdash, you weren't Mechuyim. So Hakdosha was not Chal B'Shaita. So Rav Hana says, in all of these four cases, by Avelis, and Orla B'Chutzlaritz, and by Mamzer, and by Chatos, the idea Sachet is Mechayim. There's a discussion in Tanoim, let's say, a Nasi Shechot, if the Nasi is the Melech, let's say, the Melech was Mechal Shabbos. So normally, if a Hediot, if a normal person, a regular person was Mechal Shabbos, B'Shegeg, he has to bring a Kizbo Osiru. If the Melech was Mechal Shabbos, B'Shegeg, then he has to bring Soyer Nasi, a Soyer Nasi. So what if the Melech was Mechal Shabbos B'Shegeg when he was Melech, and then they fired him for such a thing. He's Misman B'Peh, or Mistalek B'Peh. Tosfos quotes such a Lashon in Yumin, the first pair of Tosfos quotes him, and then he gets the Kohen Gadol. The Mishnah talks about Kohen Gadol also. The Kohen Mashiach, if, let's say the Kohen Gadol was Mechal Shabbos B'Shegeg, so he doesn't bring Kizbo Sir, he brings Par Kohen Gadol. He brings a Par Lachatas. So what if when he was Mechal Shabbos B'Shegeg, he was a Kohen Gadol, but then later on, when he's bringing it, he's no longer a Kohen Gadol. We fired him. There's such a thing as retiring a Kohen Gadol. He retains his status as a Kohen Gadol. Then there's such a thing as firing a Kohen Gadol. Who fires the Kohen Gadol? So Tosfos quotes Mishami, the Kohen Gadol is Misman B'Peh, Mistal B'Peh. Whoever had the right to appoint him in the first place has the ability to fire him. Usually we don't fire the Kohen Gadol, Malam HaKadosh Olam Maridin, but sometimes if he's involved in a scandal, you can't just retire him. You have to fire him. So there's a machlokes ha-tanoim. What if when he did the Avera B'Shegeg, he was a Kohen Gadol, he was a Melech. But when he finds out that he did the Avera, the Chiyuv to bring Lechatos is not Chal. When you do the Avera B'Shegeg, the Chiyuv to bring Lechatos is a Hodol of Chatosah. When you have Yedias Achet, that's when he's Mechuyuv. So what if when he did the Avera, he was a Melech or Kohen Gadol, and then when he has Yedias Sachet, he's no longer Melech Kohen Gadol. So that's a discussion in Tanoim, in Ksubis. What kind of a carbon does he bring to have Kapur? The Chiyuv Tshuva, Rav Soloveitchik, though the Chiyuv Tshuva in general is only Chal when the person has Yedias Sachet. Before Yedias Sachet, there's no Chiyuv Tshuva. That's why there's no Chiyuv to bring a Chatas before. That's that Tosfos and Shavuos that Rav Hanan quoted in Av Daled Amud Aleph. Some Shoyim say they look in the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Shari Tshuva. So the Rabbeinu Yonah holds that on Yom Kippur there is a special chiyuv to do tshuva. Lefnei Hashem Tetorim. Lefnei Hashem Tetorim. The Ramban learns Lefnei Hashem Tetorim means you mechuyiv to say vidui before you enter Yom Kippur. Lefnei Hashem. Before you enter Yom Kippur. And the Rav Sadiko and the Rosh in the end of Yom Kippur, Rav Sadiko, when the person goes to mikvah on the Erev Yom Kippur, he says, Baruch Hashem, Gershon, and so on, and so on, and what is that all about? Why do you say bracha? What Takana says? Takana says was a in his battle. The Gemara says in brachas that Takana says it was in the battle by Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaser. Days of the Tanaim. So what is upside? You're going still talking about going to mikveh and saying a bracha. So the Baruch HaShulchan thinks in Hilchas Yom Kippur. He thinks that upside you're going men. Lefnei Hashem the Torah means before you enter Yom Kippur, like the Ramban thought. Lefnei Hashem means before you enter Yom Kippur, Titor, you should say Vidui. The Rav Sadiko and answer the Hashem, before you enter Yom Kippur, Titor, you should go to mikveh. So separate mitzvah and atar to go to mikveh. So the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Shari Tshuva, understands the Lefnei Hashem, Titor, you should do tshuva on Yom Kippur. All year long there's a Chiyuv Tshuva. On Yom Kippur there's an added Chiyuv Tshuva. What is an adult chiyuv tshuva? Every single day there's a chiyuv tshuva. So Rav Soloveitchik suggests that maybe all year long the chiyuv to do tshuva is ahod yalav chatosan, just like idias hachet is mechayiv in chatos. Why is that? Because idias hachet is mechayiv in tshuva. Koydim idias hachet is no chiyuv to do tshuva. But on Yom Kippur, a person has to be yifashvish b'maisa, or yimashvish b'maisa, whatever the two lashanis the Gemara has. Person has to think over his whole routine, his daily routine, and his annual routine. Maybe he's unaware of some averus, even though there is no idias hachet. Maybe he should search and investigate. Maybe he's doing averus that he's not aware of. So we have, there's a famous Shita Sarambam Sufik, the Raisa Lechum itself is only Midirabbanan. So the Achrenim are bothered with Akasha. If Sufik, the Raisa, is always Lekula, so what's special about the Mamza Bada, the Lord Mamza Sufik? It's the same thing, any Aver, you always say Sufik, the Raisa Lechum. So you look in the Shev Shmaitza, the first chapter, so he quotes some Achrenim who answer, no, Sufik Mamza is Mutta, even a Tartar is Sasri. Let's say, before the Chem Derab Ben Gershom, a person was allowed to marry two wives. So let's say the person is a Sufik Mamzer, so he's permitted to marry one wife who's a Badai Mamzeris, because a Mamzer is permitted to marry a Mamzeris. And he's allowed to marry a woman who's a Kshera, because he's only a Sufik Mamzer. He's not a Badai Mamzer. So it's a Stira, Manoshah. If he's a Badai Mamzer, how did he marry the Kshera? And if he's not a Mamzer, a Sufik Mamzer, neither yes or no. So one way he's over on a bear marrying a mamzer. The other way, if he is a mamzer, then she's over the isa marrying someone over here is over an isa. One is mamzer, one is a shir. So even if it's a type of a sasri, it's also mudda. So Rabbi Hana has an oris on the shev shmaitza that were printed. So he points out that the Rambam and the tshuva writes that his mocker is from this pasuk. This is the whole mocker of the Rambam. That's something that I said. But the Avdin Ezer discusses, this is the whole makar. It would appear that it's something more than that over here. It would appear that it is correct that it's tied to this hasr. The Rambam himself says, beferish, that what the Shev Shmaitza quoted from Rambam, that even tied to this hasr is mutter. Because the Rambam has a machlokes in Perek Tazayin, in Hilchos Isuri Bia, Aloha Aleph and Beis. So the Gemara says, all of Sulikol, and the term love is that. So let's say someone is a mamzer and he wants to marry a girl who's a mitzris. Mitzvi v'daim is also dor shlishi yavlahem v'kalashem v'darish and dor sheni, you're not allowed to marry. But if the man who wants to get married or a girl is a mamzeris and she wants to marry a man, the man is a mitzvi v'daim, it doesn't matter whether male or the female. One is a mamzer, one is a mitzri, or a daime, so the matarm love is abizet. What about, would you say, a man is a tzuadaka or kushofka? Also, he's allowed to marry a mamzeris. So that's a machlek, is the Rambam and the Ravid. So the Ravid says, also mutter, kol asurim love is abizet, kol asurim love of the kol, matarm love is abizet. The Rambam says not so. The Rambam says if a man is a tzuadaka, he's not permitted to marry a mamzeris. Why? So Rav Soloveitchik just worded the machlokes, the Rambam, the Ravid argues, but the Rambam. Tzuadaka is also permitted to marry psulei kol. What's the machlokes? And he said, the Gemara says in Yevamos that tzuadaka, kushavcha, is a psul shechoza lehechsherim. If he goes to a doctor, the doctor does surgery and he repairs that problem, and now he is able to roi lehoilid. So then Igmar says he's mutar lava b'kol. So Rav Soloveitchik said it's hard to say that if the doctor kushavches from the psul they call, there's no halashem psul on the gavra. If he can go to a doctor and they can straighten it out. Once a person is a mamzer or a nisinim or Amayne, Mayavi, Mitzvi, Vadai, Mediz, that's psule kol, that's a Havashem on the Gabra, it's not going to budge. But if this is only what the Achrenim call Mehilchas Haroifim, the doctors say that it's not Roy Lahoyle, then when the doctor says it's Roy Lahoyle, then it's Mutalav of the kol. So you can say it's Asa, he's Asa Lava of the kol, but you can't say it's psule kol. So they should just word it as if that's a machlokes as the Rambam and the Rai, what only psulikol amatorm lavad is that, or even if the person is also lavad makol, you can't really label him as a psulikol. So despite the fact that the Rambam writes the Farish that tzuadaka is not permitted to marry a mamzeres, nonetheless he quotes the din in the gemara, tzuadaka is permitted to marry a sofik mamzer. So the Rebbe asks, Limonavshach, if the woman he wants to marry is really a mamzeres, then the Rambam says that tzuadaka is not allowed to marry a mamzeres. And if the woman is a ksheira, then she's over the iser of marrying up to a dakwa. So in Manashach, there's going to be an iser here. If she's a mamzeres, so a dakwa is over on the iser for all a mamzeres. Because it's only iseriko, it's not psuliko. And if she's not a mamzeres, then she's over the iser of marrying up to a dakwa. So how can it be mutas? Should be Manashach, should be also. So the Abnezer explains in the Chuvis, that's exactly what the Shev Shmaitzer quoted from Nachrayim in the first chapter. He quoted that the Sufik Mamzer can marry two wives. He can marry one wife who's a Mamzeris and one wife who's a Kshera. It's a steer in one of Shach. If he's a Sufik Mamzer, if the Tzad that's correct is that he's a Kosher, so how can he marry a Mamzeris? If the Tzad that's correct is that he's a Mamzer, how does he marry the Kshera? How can he have two wives at the same time? One is a Kshera, one is Mamzeris. The answer is, the Tarta Nisasu doesn't bother us, since there's no Yediyah Vadois, not on this, not on that. Even on Mimonashok, he's over in his son, they're both over in his son. So the Rambam says in such a case, that's Mutta. Sofek Mamzer is Mutta. But that shot in the Rambam is on the assumption also, that not only Sofek Mamzer is Mutta, Sofek Tzuadak is also Mutta. Because we're saying the Mamzer, the man who's a tzuadaka, the Rambam writes, man is a tzuadaka is permitted to marry a woman who's a sofik mamzeres. Why? So the Abnezer explains, each one is a sofik. Each one is, there's no yediya vadois. He is a tzuadaka, so if she's a mamzeres, then he's over on the isa mamzeres. And if he's and she's not a mamzeres, then she's over on the yisa. Whatever one is over on the yisa, they're both over on the yisa. So if she's not a mamzeres, then she's over on the yisa of living with a man who's a ptzuadaka. So how do you get around that? He's about that ptzuadaka. How do you get around that? The answer is that it's a sufik. So you see that not only a sufik mamzer is mutta, sufik ptzuadaka is also mutta. The Farish and the Rambam. We're learning brachas this year, so I saw Yosef Engel on brachas on Daf Chav Ches. The Gemara there has the machlokes hatanoim from Mishnayis, whether when you say Basan Chavel Bilbil is called Olam Kuloi, so there's no longer any iser of Mitzri that Daimi. So on that Gemara, he quotes some Rishonim and he quotes the Rabbi Yohanan, other Rishonim and say the Farish. That Sofik Mamzer is Mutam and Atar, the Drosh here on Ayin Aleph, is not only applicable to Sofik Mamzer, it applies to all the Sofik Psulikoh. Whenever there's a Sofik, it's Mutam. Whenever there's no Yediyah Sa'isa, then it's Mutam. What if, let's say, there was a big machlokes over quite a few generations? Let's say a woman is Mizgaya. So you have to have a bezin. Gertzor shloshim mishpat sibbe. You need a bezin of shloshim. So if a woman is mizgah, she's undressed when she's tevel and mikveh, you're going to have a bezin of three men watching her. So some of the gedolim had the practice, they would have the mikveh lady be tevel the woman, and they would be across the street, they wouldn't even be in the building at all. And others said, no, you have to, the bezin has to be there. So the woman should wear a bathrobe. She should be tovel on the mikveh with the bathrobe, but the bezin should see that the woman is tovel. You have to see that her body, the mikveh lady will check that she doesn't have any chatzitzes, and the bezin will see the way the woman is tovel on the mikveh. There used to be a guy in London, dying Grosnas. He wrote a tshuva about this. He sent his tshuva to Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe didn't. So Rav Moshe gave a response. Rav Moshe didn't know what his name was. He thought his name was Grosnas. His name is Grosnas, but the samachatia. So he has a mistake in being Rav Moshe. has the wrong name. The Moshe writes, he thinks that it's a sacred edina. It's 2 days in Tosis where the Gertzor Shlosh and Mishpat Sidvei means that you need a bezin to watch the Tvila, or it's enough if you have a bezin for the Kabbalah Sol Nitzvahs. So if the bezin spoke to the woman before, or after, whatever, they know there is Kabbalah Sol Nitzvahs, but there wasn't a bezin present when the woman was Tevel and Mitzvah, so that's a sacred edina, whether the Geris was Chal and Asr, Moshe recommends that she should be Megayr again. And let's say it's already a few generations later, we know that Rabbi Pliny had the practice of never being in the mitzvah with the bezin. We know the word tzaddikim, holy tzaddikim, had that practice. They didn't want to be in the room with the woman who was tovel in the mikveh. They only had the bezin b'shas kabbalos on this. They didn't have the bezin b'shas tefillah. So Moshe said you should repeat the tefillah b'li brocha. So let's say now it's already 5 generations later. I know the rabbi who did the first geiris, and it's a daughter of a daughter of a daughter of a daughter. So if the first geiris was no good, so all the way down the line, all the daughters and the daughters, they were all goyim gemurim. So do you say mishpacha shenitma nitma and goyim also? So we had a big machlekes in the yeshiva about this years ago. So remember there was a Svardish Tamachachem, he's a big Dayan and a Batidinim. This, I don't know if he's still alive, this is a long time ago. So we were speaking and learning with him in the hallway, in the other building, on the 3rd floor. So we asked him, what's the din? So he said, that's ridiculous. Mishpacha Shenitma goes on Psil Likol, doesn't go on Goyim. That's how it. So he said, there is certain Rabbanim here in the yeshiva, a Rabbanim in America who hold that Mishpacha Shenitma goes on Goyim also. He said, that's ridiculous. So we asked him, maybe write a tshuva. He said, nothing to write a tshuva about. It's open and shut, nothing to discuss. But they print a lot about this in Eretz Yisrael. They quote the Rabbi Zalman, apparently, in the Sefer and Eben Ozel, and the Rambam assumes that it even applies to Goyim. I thought of Pipashtim, Goyim is not psulei kol, Goyim is anachri. So what does it help that it's not public knowledge? If he's anachri, he's anachri, isn't it? Shpach shenit magoz am psulei kol. I thought it's a doa poshet like that. And I would assume that same should apply to Eved in a shivcha. If someone is, let's say, we know that there's a shivcha married into a certain family, and all of her descendants are going to have an incomplete Kedushas Yisrael, and Eved and a shivcha have an incomplete Kedushas Yisrael, according to many Rishonim. So I would think also, it's an Issa like an Issa Goyis. I would think that you can't say over here, Mishpacha Shenitma Nitma. So if a Sofik Mamzer is mutam in a Torah, so why were they machmir in the Rabban? So Gemara says, my loss of Yilchsin. Yeah. So if my loss of Yilchsin, so why is by the Patsua Dako, who's going to marry a woman who's a Sofik Mamzeris, why do we allow that? So the Mefarshim explain, my loss of Yilchsin, it's a Chiddush. My loss of Yilchsin, according to the Rambam, the woman who's a Sofek Mamzer, if she's a Vade Mamzer, there's an Issa, because the Psua Dako not allowed to marry a Vade Mamzer. And she's a Vade Ksheb, and she's over the Issa living with the Psua Dako. The only reason why it's Mutter is because she's a Sofek Mamzer. But Sofek Mamzer, they asked me the Rabban. So that's what the Rambam understood in the Gemara, apparently. My laws of Yilchsin only applies, they asked Sofek Mamzer, if it's going to be transmitted to the children. So a doctor, by definition, can't have any children. So that's why they never made the chumrah of Sofik Mamzer Gabi of Tzua Daka. It's an interesting understanding of what it means, my loss of Yilchsin. They've only introduced chumras, and it's going to be relevant to the future generations as well. This is a very important topic. I remember once somebody from California called me up on the phone. In the middle of the night, he didn't realize that New York is 3 hours later than California. Something like 1 o'clock at night. So he tells me there's a boy in the yeshiva is marrying a girl from Stern College. He knows for a fact, he's a rabbi, he knows for a fact that the girl is a mamzeris, and he's going to tell the girl that she's not allowed to get married to this boy. So I said, maybe you don't tell him. If you don't tell him, they'll never know. He spoke to the previous rabbi. He knows that the girl was a mamzer. But he says it's not public knowledge. The mother remarried without a get. And she had this daughter from the second husband. And she never had a get from the first husband. The first husband was still alive. But that's mishpacha shenitma nitma. But the rabbi didn't listen to me. He spoke to other rabbis. Yeah. what Rabbi Chanan said, you're permitted to read the Shidduch. You're permitted to read the Shidduch. What's going to be? They're going to have five children, and then you're going to find out that the girl is a mamzeris. She's not a sotman. It's a mamzer sheni yodua. So they can be married for many years, and then the secret will leak out, and they'll find out that the girl is a mamzeris. So then it's a problem reading the Shidduch, not such a safe thing. But this is a serious topic.